This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
A new USDA study claims that the House-passed bill would have largely negligible effects on agriculture. That study indicated that the bill offers financial incentives to trade-exposed industries, including fertilizer companies, which would shield them from the effects of higher natural gas prices under the bill. In later years, however, the fertilizer prices probably would increase. However, farmers as a group would actually receive net benefit because the bill allows them to be paid for special projects or offset to sequester carbon emissions on farmland.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
NCC's preliminary analysis of direct energy costs related to production, ginning, marketing, and yarn spinning indicates that every 10% increase in input prices will increase costs by at least $175 million. So in consideration of the broad impact of such legislation, NCC has concluded that the higher energy and other production input costs in every U.S. cotton industry sector would outweigh any benefits resulting from the offsets that are included in the bill that could be utilized by other segments of agriculture.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So this fall, the Senate will be focused on the climate change debate and where it goes from here. After that, obviously, the Senate will come out with what many believe will be a very different view on climate change than what was passed by the House, although that view could change. But then a conference committee would be formed in order to work out the differences between the House and the Senate legislation.